This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete disappear when the show finishes. Don't let the water in your pool disappear by evaporation over summer. Save water and money with an Elite Solar Pool Blanket. Call Elite.
Lise, you weren't here on Friday afternoon.
No.
And you almost didn't make it in today.
Completely unrelated incidents. Well, Friday afternoon was a bit of a woke up with a weird, on Thursday actually.
Mm.
I felt like I was swallowing razor blades.
Mm.
Weird throat. But then I was able to sort of arrested.
Yeah, right.
And
okay.
Before it took over me.
Yeah.
And that was fine. So I lived to endure.
Well, live last to tell the tale of this. Yes.
Yeah, there was quite a massive storm. If it wasn't massive at your house, don't be fooled. It was in some areas. It was quick. What happened at your house with the thunder and the lightning?
It was sort of the afternoon.
Really big raindrops.
Yeah, well, that's what it was the raindrops for us. So in the afternoon, I was outside cleaning the yards and I could see dark clouds in the distance and then I could hear a crack of thunder and then about 5 minutes later it was these big...
Yeah.
like raindrops hitting the roof. But that was about the extent for us. The odd bit of lightning in the distance or something. But it was a little bit hairier for you.
Well, I assumed that you were copping it because you're in the south and it's bin night last night. So when I'm wheeling my bin up the drive, I'm in Karen up, I could see quite an amazing, impressive electrical storm in the distance. And I thought, well, we might get a bit of that. And I've always loved a storm, used to. and then probably about 10:30, quarter to 11, like you said, those big raindrops, so big that Ziggy barked at them. She thought there was something outside.
Yep.
There'd been a bit of, the sort of sheet lightning. And then that's when the first crack of thunder that was deafening came over. This all lasted about 15 minutes, by the way. It was really quick. But there was a huge crack of thunder and the sheet lightning was sort of lighting up the little back courtyard. So I stood up to have a look out the sliding window or door, and this is when it happened. There was a huge crack of thunder and a lightning bolt that hit the power pole at the end of my driveway, just sort of one house down, blew up. It caused an enormous explosion.
Sparks?
Well, I didn't because I was inside.
Right, okay.
But this is up the top of my driveway. But my house turned blue. I'm assuming this happened to all... I'm not kidding.
Your house turned blue?
My house turned blue. This happened to everyone in the street. The house turned blue. All the power went out. And then, I kid you not, the house made a sizzling sound.
You're kidding.
It went... I'm not kidding.
I would have thought that you'd be used to this because you are the most electrical person I know. The amount of times I walk past and bit of a zap.
Well, now I'm really scared because this has happened before. This is not the first time lightning has hit my house.
Yeah.
It's coming for me.
I'm
like Will from Stranger Things. I'm somehow attracting this lightning because who has their house hit twice by lightning? Anyway, last time.
This happened before to you?
It happened before about 7 years ago and it blew out a couple of appliances. And this thing last night, when I heard the zzz, I thought, oh, there we go. My TV's gone or something. So when the power came back on later, the lights came on, nothing else. And I thought, oh my God, it's blown out every single appliance in the house. Luckily in the morning, in the light of day, I was able to see that it was a fuse thingy in the fuse box and I could trip it back. But that doesn't take away from how terrifying and dramatic it was.
Yeah.
When I finally ventured out this morning to see what had happened, that this pole had been hit, it had exploded. The silver, transformer box thingy, was crushed to the ground. There were four big power trucks in the street fixing every single pole because obviously the lightning had gone down.
Yeah.
Hence the zzz. And everyone was in my street had suffered that or experienced that. And they let me out of the street, but it was all closed off.
Unreal.
High drama. I was so, because I'm really scared of electricity for some reason or paranoid about it. So I was so paranoid last night. I kept on going to see if I could. Because after your house has sizzled, you think something's going to be smouldering somewhere. So I was trying to make sure nothing was smouldering. I slept on my couch fully dressed in case I had to make a quick getaway in case the house was on fire in the middle of the night. You've got no idea.
What hit your house, Lise? Lucky to make it in alive today.
I know, off the back of the harrowing experience my street had last night in that thunder and lightning when the whole street was hit by lightning. We asked, what's hit your house? Courtney in Forestfield, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What hit your house?
A palm tree.
All right, how'd this happen?
Where'd it come from?
From the front yard. It was one of the really tall cotton palms that are about 5-6 metres tall.
Yeah.
They've been there for years.
Yeah.
And yeah, that landed on the lounge room.
Wow.
So what do you, so take us through how it all sort of came together. What is, was it a stormy day? Was it windy? Was it just an old palm? Were you in the kitchen? Were you in the lounge room? How did it come together?
It was nighttime, and so it was really just one of those really old palm trees that you know you need to get rid of.
Yeah.
But has been there forever and just kept growing bigger and bigger. And yeah, it was a really windy night, and yeah, woke up to
just
mash
a big
and
crash.
Bang, and yeah, it was in the lounge room.
Cool. Well, you got rid of it, I guess, is the good news.
Thanks, Courtney.
See ya.
All right, Jason in Naranda, what hit your house?
My previous property in Forestfield, behind the house was all vacant land, and the council uses a tractor which cleans up all the grass and weeds and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
The blade that was actually on the cutter cut through and basically hit a stone or something and went through my colourbond fence and hit the house.
Ooh. That would have been like a bullet.
Well, it went like a bang, and I was actually home at the time and came out, and there was like a hole in the fence. I was like, okay, what's going on? And then I saw the like blade sort of protruding from the house.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's insane.
One of those lucky I wasn't standing there moments.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like these big cutters that has like three big blades that pulls behind it.
Yeah.
And it must hit something on the grass or something.
Yeah.
Hit the house.
Far out, mate. Harrowing. Thank you, Jason. One more here. Alison in Seville Grove, what hit your house?
Afternoon all. How are we?
Good, thank
Better
you.
Better now, Alison.
I'm glad to say. About 10, 11 years ago, I don't know if you recall it in the news, there was a whole spate of tornadoes in Bunbury.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A tornado hit our house.
Wow.
So you weren't in Seville Grove at this time, obviously. You were living in Bunbury at the time?
That's right. And the notorious road was Hasty Street near the beach.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Coming up from Back Beach.
Yeah.
And we lived about one road behind it, up on a hill. And we were home. It was windy. Didn't think anything of it. Nothing was forecast.
Mm-hmm.
And then very suddenly, it was just deafening noise and the windows were shaking and it was just, you couldn't hear even hear yourself talk. It was that sort of like, imagine like an aeroplane engine. But obviously the windows were going and we had no clue what was going on. And then about maybe half an hour to an hour later, the news came on and tornado, total Bunbury.
It was like last night.
It's the noise, though, that's so amazing. You just can't imagine something can be so loud as a tornado or as a power thing exploding as
you and your
night.
Sizzle. Your sizzle's last night.
Well, that wasn't too loud. That was just scary.
You stay safe out there, Perth.
Yep.
Now, for a long time, this bloke has been a prolific tweeter. And he has thrown stuff out on Twitter that have made us time and again go, did that actually just happen? Did he just tweet? And now he's got 280 characters he can use, let alone the 140.
No.
We're talking about Donald Trump.
He'll be double the duh.
Just when you thought he had gotten to a stage where he couldn't break the ceiling, he's done it again.
He smashed through it. Like, he could be Wonder Woman. If Gal Gadot drops out, that guy could smash through a glass ceiling and fly.
Far out. So, North Korean dictator.
We're talking about Donald Trump.
Yes, we are. Mm. Kim Jong-un has issued a statement over the weekend that referred to President Donald Trump as a destroyer who begged for nuclear war.
Mm-hmm.
However, it appears that what really upset Trump was that Kim previously called him.
Wait for it.
A dotard.
Never mind a destroyer who begged for nuclear war. You're a dotard is what really upset him. It's a word that refers to a very old person.
Right, okay.
Don't.
And then at the end, did he put a little emoji that was like a face with one eye closed, one eye open and sticking his tongue out?
Yes, he probably did. So he's taken huge offence to dotard, and Trump tweeted, this is the bit where he jumps the shark.
Mm.
Why would Kim Jong-un insult me by calling me old when I would never call him short and fat? Yes, the commander-in-chief said, why would he insult me by calling me old when I'd never call him short and fat?
Oh, it didn't stop there.
And he tweeted it.
He goes, he went on to say, oh, well, I try so hard to be his friend and maybe someday that will happen. And you can,
it's like they're five.
You can hear
them. Maybe six.
Well, they're five or six, but playing with the fate of the world. And, you know, we sit here and laugh, but the realistic point of this is that every time these guys squabble, the guys who set the doomsday clock put the minute hand a little bit closer to midnight. It is insane.
You were saying before that his senior advisor, Kellyanne Conway, must have something like a bit wrong with her.
Well, I think we were talking about this off the air.
Or if
right?
she didn't, she has now.
Because she's the woman who has to come out time and again and go, no, look, I know he did that, but
she's the White House senior defender. Right. She's meant to be advisor, but she's a Trump defender.
Deep down inside, he's a good bloke. That's essentially her job, to come out and say, in fact, look, have a listen to this. What she told ABC News, that Trump's reaction was justified.
And you think name calling is helpful? Somebody short and fat?
I think that was it. The president just responding the way he does to somebody who insulted him first. But I look at the full context of his entire trip and everything that he's trying to do. I think it's been an incredibly successful and inspiring trip.
What?
So her answer was, he started it.
Far out. I mean, good. There's a lot wrong with that sentence. Just the president responding the way he does. Man.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete are great at hide and seek, but the Elite Hideaway pool cover system is an award winner. Save water and money with the Elite Hideaway. Call Elite.